I gave a message last year about how we should forgive others, and now I'm going to talk about that we should forgive ourselves. Have you made a mistake? That's a stupid question. Have you made a big mistake that you wish you could go back in time and fix? I think we all have. Now let me ask you, have you forgiven yourself for what you did? Not push it to the back of your mind and left it there, but completely let it go. Trust me, there's a big difference. And I know it can be hard to do. Everyone else may have forgiven you, but you still feel horrible about what you did. In order for us to move forward in our lives and allow God to fully use us, we have to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. What does the Bible say about forgiving ourselves? Not a lot specifically. I looked around for it. It does talk a lot about forgiveness, but it doesn't specifically say you should forgive yourself. We do know from 1 John chapter 1, verses 9, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we know that if we confess our sins wholeheartedly to God and pour ourselves out to him, that he will forgive us and wipe our slates clean. The thing that we also need to know is that through God forgiving us, we need to forgive ourselves. We've got to let ourselves off the hook for our mistakes after we have confessed and repented. I don't mean take your mistakes too lightly, but don't dwell on them and allow guilt and resentment for yourself to build up and overwhelm you. That's not what God wants, and it's not what you should want for yourself. God knows we're human and that we're gonna go and that we're gonna mess up. He made us. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. In Christ we are made brand new. We are no longer the same as we once were. Through Christ we are made clean and brand new. His death on the cross takes away all of our sin, and through that we can have a close and personal relationship with God. God's word also tells us in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is also possible through Jesus' death on the cross. The reason why this has been so prevalent on my mind, and that I think one reason why it popped in my head is because it's something that I personally struggle with. I can be really hard on myself, and my mom can testify to this. I can be really hard on myself to do the right thing, and if I mess up on something, especially if it's something that I know better than to do, I can be really hard on myself, and I can beat myself up for things over and over again, like, oh, you shouldn't have said that, oh, you shouldn't have done that, you knew better than to do that. And I'm not trying to be perfect, but I want to reflect Christ as much as I can to the people that I come into contact with. And I'll feel really bad about messing up, which I should for a short time, but I've got to forgive myself and let it go. There are some things that have happened recently that I've had to work really hard to forgive myself for, and I'm still working on it. Forgiving yourself might not be an overnight fix. However, it's a renovation of the heart and of the mind that is most definitely needed for each and every one of us. If you hold on to your past mistakes, you're going to be dragging yourself down and, in reality, farther from God. God loves you and has already forgiven you, but you're going to put yourself down and allow yourself to be enveloped with feelings of remorse and guilt. Holding a grudge against yourself can cause problems in your relationships with other people, your overall attitude, and your view of yourself. This one article I read from greatbiblestudy.com said, you still feel shame and guilty over your past, and you keep holding it against yourself. The way you see yourself is not an accurate picture of what Christ has done for you. It's basically denying the work that Jesus accomplished for you on the cross. If your sins are forgiven, then you need to see yourself as separated from your sins. But no, the enemy will try diligently to remind you of your past and continue to beat you up over sins that were supposed to be nailed to the cross. You're wrapped up in guilt and condemnation, and you need to forgive yourself. You can go through deliverance, but if you don't forgive yourself for the mistakes that you've made, you won't experience the breakthrough that you need to totally set yourself free. You guys, we aren't here for a long time. You guys remember the rope illustration, how it's just the red part and then the long white part for eternity. if you know that we're not here for a long time, why waste time beating yourself up for something that you did yesterday, 2 days ago, a year ago, 20 years ago? Why beat yourself up and waste time for no reason? You're only hurting yourself. You're not accomplishing anything by beating yourself up about it, reminding yourself each and every day, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, and then ruin your whole day focusing on that. Did you make a mistake? Okay, yeah. What else is new? Go talk to somebody else. They probably made the same one somewhere, somehow. Can you go back and press the undo button? No, you can't. Why do you think that is? Well, for one, God doesn't let us do that. Time travel's not real, and the TV shows, it's not real. But the other thing I thought about is the reason why God doesn't let us go back and press the undo button and go back and change things is that God allows us to learn from our mistakes if we choose to accept the lesson. If we're too focused on being down in our, if we're too focused to be, God, I need some water. If we are too focused on being down on ourselves, we might miss out on the things that God is trying to teach us. We learn lessons from our mistakes, and we may have to learn the hard way sometimes. However, God uses our mistakes to show His great power and love. He can also use our mistakes to help prevent others from making the same ones. Just look at the examples in the Bible of the people God called to do great things. Some of them made really big mistakes, but that didn't stop God from using them. And God tells us to learn from their mistakes so that hopefully we won't make the same ones. I was looking online for pictures. Have you guys seen the picture that says, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victory? I saw one or two pictures under that, and I've never seen it before, but I really like it. It says, you can't use an egg unless it's broken. Think about that for a second. God uses us even though we are broken. In fact, we're supposed to boast in our brokenness and weakness, for in doing so, we show the power of God at work in our lives. As this Lenten season continues, we need to focus on our relationship with God and begin focusing our thoughts on things above. Like it says in Colossians 3, 1 through 4, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. This is what we need to be focusing on during this Lenten season. Focusing on what Jesus did on the cross for every one of us. And in doing so, focus on growing closer to him each and every day. Now, you guys, I want you to think about what mistakes that you might be holding on to, what you might be beating yourself up for and wasting time for. It's so important to forgive yourself. Without doing so, you can seclude yourself from your friends and your family members, and most importantly, from God. Not forgiving yourself can change everything, and once you let yourself go, once you realize, okay, I'm human, I made a mistake. Yes, I wish I could go back and change it, but I know that I'm human, but I know that God has forgiven me. I know I'm not worthy of God's grace. I know I'm not worthy of all the blessings that God has given me. But that's what it is. That's the truth that we have to hold on to. And if God can forgive us, and especially if the other people can forgive us, then it's time for you to let yourself go. It's so important that we do that, and that we rationalize it. That nobody's too big to make a, to be perfect. Gosh. Nobody's too big to, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, you need to forgive yourself and let yourself go. And you're not too big to make a mistake. That's what I was trying to say. That the mistake that you made, no matter what it could have been, like I said earlier, somebody has already probably made that mistake. And like I was talking to Ms. D about something, do you not think that God already knew that you were going to make that mistake? Do you think that he just was surprised by it? Oh, gosh, you did that? Oh, no, I thought you were going to be perfect. I thought you were going to be the one person that wasn't going to make that mistake. It's not like that. God knows we're going to make mistakes, like in the song Already There by Casting Crowns. Our future is a memory to him. He's at the end of our life. He knows when our time's done. He knows exactly what we're going to do. So he's not surprised by any of it. So we've got to forgive ourselves and let it go and move on from it, so that way we can move on to what God calls us to do in the future. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to speak, even though I got tongue-tied a lot. God, just be with us and help us be able to focus on what you've called us to do. And God, help us be able to look at ourselves and realize that we're going to make mistakes. Realize that we are going to be nowhere near perfect. And God, help us be able to look to you and know that through Jesus that we're forgiven, and that we have to hold on to that and focus on that, God, and that if we know that you'll forgive us and that you'll wipe our slate clean, God, that we've got to let ourselves off the hook, that we have got to let ourselves move on from what we may have done or said. God, we're all going to make mistakes. You knew that from the very start, from with Adam and Eve. God, now I just ask that you be with every one of us and help us be able to look inside to see what we might be holding on to and what we need to let go. God, I pray in your son's name. Amen. And if you'll turn to